Sunday is the Lord's Day, and He has set that schedule for us. We have no say or influence over that. The times that we come together as a church are determined by the church and under the authority of the church, and only in emergencies or similar situations do we have any authority to alter these things. And I was thinking about the idea of canceling services because it's a holiday, changing services around because it's a holiday, and just sounded to me like that's the height of religion. And I don't think we have that authority. And so our services are unchanged tonight, next week. And may God be pleased and bless our coming together. We come to a new paragraph in our church covenant. And this fourth paragraph begins with, "We further engage to watch over one another in brotherly love. We further engage to watch over one another in brotherly love." I think it's easiest in understanding this phrase to just look at the words, to look at what's being said. We engage to watch. That means to set an eye, to put your eye on someone or something. To watch over, that's from above. I think the idea here in this phrase has to do with our behavior as God's people and our keeping an eye on one another to make sure, to watch over one another, to make sure that we're doing those things that we ought to be doing. We engage to watch over one another. Again, that speaks of our realm of authority. We do not engage to watch over everybody. We do not engage to watch over everybody who claims to be a Christian, or everybody who goes to church, or everybody who calls themselves a Christian or participant in some kind of religion. We engage to watch, to set an eye over one another within the context of this church, this assembly. And we engage to watch over one another in brotherly love. Brotherly love, particular kind of love. That's the love that one has for a brother or a sister in Christ. So we engage to watch over each other in the spirit of brotherly love. And I was reading a gentleman this past week, and he said, if you were taking the phrases from the church covenant one by one and placing scripture under each phrase, like we have in our statement of faith, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 through 6, he said, would be under this heading of watching over one another in brotherly love. And I find him to be accurate in that regard. And I think it will be evident to you as we read this how appropriate it is in our watching over one another in brotherly love. Galatians 6, where I've asked you to begin tonight. Verse number 1 begins with the word brethren. So we're in the same ballpark. We engage to watch over one another in brotherly love, and he is speaking to brethren. He's speaking to brothers and sisters in Christ in Galatians 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Brethren, if one be overtaken in a fault, well, how are you going to know someone is overtaken in a fault if you're not watching, if you're not setting your eye upon each other? You're not. So he's writing to brethren. Paul is writing to the churches of Galatia. And he's basically saying, brethren, keep an eye on each other. And if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. So the spirit of this phrase is throughout this reading in Galatians 6. You got to keep your eye on one another to see somebody who's overtaken. You got to keep an eye on yourself to make sure you're not overtaken. You got to keep your eye on others and keep an eye on yourself to make sure you can identify when they're overtaken in a fault and identify that you're not in that particular condition and you're able to benefit the one that you see erring. Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted, bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. So fulfill the law of Christ. Are those the commandments of Christ, the teachings of Christ? Or is that the command of Christ to love one another? I think it's probably both. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. So we engage, we pledge, and we promise to keep an eye on one another, to watch over one another, and to do so in brotherly love, with the idea of if we see somebody overtaken in a fault, and we see we're not in that lot, we help them, we aid them, we direct them, we bring them back to the right path. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica, he's commending them for their brotherly love. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 9, he says to the church at Thessalonica, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you. For yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Now, on the subject of brotherly love, I don't need to instruct you. I don't need to give you commandment. I don't need to rebuke you. I don't need to say a bunch. Because you're taught of God. You already love one another. You already demonstrate love one for another. As touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for yourselves are taught of God. It must have something to do with that spirit working within us. that teaches us to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. And we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. So we pledge, we promise, in our covenant, as members of this church, to keep an eye on one another, particularly in spiritual matters, to watch over one another, and do it in brotherly love. So in case one falls, we'll see it. And identifying that we're not fallen, we can help, we can aid, we can demonstrate that brotherly love. In 2 Thessalonians 3, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 14 and 15. Let's read verse 13 through 15. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. But ye, brethren, if any man obey not the word, obey not the commandment, the instructions of this epistle, mark him. Again, you're going to have to keep your eye. You're going to have to be looking. You're going to have to be observing for these traits to evidence themselves. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, have no company with him that he may be ashamed, but make sure you do it as a brother. Do it in brotherly love. Admonish him as a brother in Christ. 1 John 3, verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. We engage to watch over one another in brotherly love, to love each other, to keep our eye upon one another, and if one falls, to be there to lift them up, to restore them, to bring them back into the right path and the right course, to demonstrate we're brethren by loving as brethren, loving one another. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So we engage to watch over one another in brotherly love. And I thought in my studies, and as I've looked and read various things, relationship to the subject, one booklet that I was reading gives several illustrations of brothers. And laid before us the fact that we should watch over one another in brotherly love, but not with the kind of brotherly love that you find in these examples of Scripture. One of the first examples he gave of the wrong kind of brotherly love was Cain. And Cain is fresh before us. We're still looking at Cain and his sin there in Genesis. And his point was, let us not love as Cain, who tried to excuse himself from the responsibility he had towards his brother. We don't love like we should. We don't have brotherly love when we seek to excuse ourselves from this responsibility. Rather it be because of cowardice or whatever selfish reason, not wanting to offend or be misunderstood, whatever the reason, we have a responsibility to watch over one another in brotherly love. Let us not be negligent. Let us not say, am I my brother's keeper? Cain said that. Let us not say that because we are. Obviously, according to this phrase in our church covenant, we are our brother's keeper. We have a responsibility one to another, so let us not excuse ourselves. Another example of bad brotherly love was given in the example of Jacob. Jacob and Esau were brothers. And you know the story of how Jacob, he took advantage of his brother Esau at a moment of weakness for his own benefit. And let us not love with that kind of brotherly love. As we watch over one another in brotherly love, and we find a brother or a sister falling or failing, those that are spiritual and not dealing with that problem should seek to restore, to raise them up, but not for any benefit, not for any advantage that might be gained, only for the benefit of the one who is fallen. Another example of brotherly love, that's the wrong kind, was the love that was demonstrated between Joseph and his brethren. Joseph and his 11 brethren, I believe. Joseph was his father's favorite. Joseph's father, Jacob, really did wrong in the way he raised his sons by giving special treatment to Joseph. But the brethren of Joseph did wrong in the way that they loved their brother. And they loved him with a jealousy kind of love. And we ought not to be jealous of one another or watch over one another with the spirit of jealousy rooted within our hearts. Again, like Joseph or Jacob, let us love with the right kind of brotherly love. I thought of one in the example of David. The armies of Israel were facing the Philistines, and Goliath was coming out the champion and challenging them day unto day. David was sent to take food and supplies to his brethren. And when his brethren saw him there, they had misgivings about why he was there. They didn't believe immediately that he was there because the Father had sent him. They thought he was there to be a hotshot, thought he was there for glory. Of course, we know David said those famous words, "Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause?" And there certainly was. But the brethren of David had misgivings about why he was there in their his mission for coming to there as just a young boy. And I'm sure if you study Scripture, you'll find other examples of the wrong kind of brotherly love. Cain excused himself. Jacob took advantage of his brother. Joseph's brethren were jealous over him. David's brethren had misgivings of why he was there. Didn't see the Lord working in it. See if you can come up with in your studies any other brethren that are bad examples of brotherly love. Then for your own encouragement, see if you can find any examples of the good kind of brotherly love. See what examples you might come across in the study of God's Word. We pledge, we engage, we promise to watch over one another in brotherly love. With the right kind of love, one for another. And we have that obligation. 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2. Verse 17. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Short, simple sentences, statements. Honor all men. Give respect to all, respect is due. Honor all men. Fear God, of course, we ought to fear God. We ought to honor the king or those that are in authority. And in the middle of these little short sentences, we're told to love the brotherhood. Love the brotherhood. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ and watch over them with a brotherly love. Let's close and stand and have a verse of song. Close with a hymn.